I think you said you probably wanted to see some more results around the 5 or 6 inning starts. You got better results today. How did it feel?
Good. My control's there. I'm in the zone for the most part. The 2-out walk today, never like those. But, it is spring, so a chance to work on stuff. But, 5th, 6th inning, I threw like a simulated 6 in the bullpen. I still feel pretty strong, so I'm just happy with it today.
This is exactly where you want to be at the end of spring training, considering the circumstances.
Considering the circumstances and how it's gone for me and how it's been kind of scheduled out, yeah, I think so. But ultimately, I would have liked to have had another outing or two under my belt already, going into my 6th inning one. But for where we're at, I think I'm in a good spot.
What is your plan for the next couple weeks? Clint mentioned that you're going to be during the Cincinnati series.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with the team to Detroit, and then I'll fly back and I'll throw a 6th inning game on Saturday on the minor league side. Get my last 6th inning, 100 pitch inning or outing out there, and then head back up to Philly or to Pittsburgh and meet the team.
Was it important to you to kind of be there for opening day, even
yeah.
if you knew you had to come back here?
Yeah, I really wanted to be there. It's opening day is really special. It's like, that first day of school as a kid again. It's extremely exciting, and to do it in the big leagues is incredible. So I got my first one last year, and I hope to make, the next 10 or so.
Joe, are you still building up also from last year? Is that still part of this process as well?
Yeah, I was talking to the guys about that earlier. That was my first time playing that late into the year, and being in a bullpen role, the intensity was a lot higher than I was used to. Just focus level, energy, effort level, everything, the intensity, adrenaline, all that stuff comes into play. So going into the off season, I talked to some people on, how they rested, what they do. And I tried to gauge it the best I could, listen to my body the most part. But, I think that ultimately is what slowed me down this spring, was playing later into the year last year in the high intensity innings, and then kind of not knowing how to gauge the rest and when to throw, when to get into gear and stuff. So, but like we said, I think I'm in a good spot right now with where I'm at. My next outing out will kind of be game type mentality, not so much wanting to work on stuff. It's let's go compete and let's try and get guys out however I can. So today I wanted to, use the fastball a little more, and I didn't feel like my strength was very, very good towards the end of my outing last week. So I wanted to go out there and use a lot of fastballs, try to get my arm strength up still. And, my secondary pitches are only sharp if I have, good life on my fastball and good command with that. So that was kind of the main goal today, and I feel like we did that. High school. That's the first time I've seen 96 in a while. So, but I don't know. I mean, ultimately, I'm really more focused on getting bunts down. I was able to go, not a great bunt today, but I think they made a pretty decent play on it to get Martin out at second. But when it comes down to it as a pitcher, it'd be nice if you can give yourself an extra hit or maybe get a run in. But ultimately, my job is going to be to get the guy over and get him in a position so the real hitters can get up there and knock him in. So, I've been really being really diligent with the work and bunting and stuff, and trying to, translate a little bit of that into the game.
I don't know, Brault's built you up pretty big. extra
bases. Yeah, I'll get a couple. I just got to get my bearings back, see some live pitching again. We're hitting in the cage off the machine every day, so it's, it makes it a lot easier when the pitch is in the same spot every time and it's the same speed, it's coming. So, the more I get out there and see some live batting practice or get in the game, just get some reps in, I'm sure it'll come. My hand-eye coordination is pretty decent, so hopefully it'll come out.
Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Another opportunity with Cervelli. How's mm-hmm. that relationship coming?
It's good. It's good. It's building. It's tough, man, especially when you throw 5 pitches, to find out what I like to do and how I like to attack guys. But he's getting to see my stuff and, again, some really good lineups. So, for the most part, I've always been a guy that, communicates with my catcher. And then on game day, I say, you call your game. You're back there the whole game. You see more than anybody. You've been around this game a lot longer than I have. So, if I feel like there's something I really want to go to, I'll shake. But other than that, man, you put it down, I'll throw it.
Seems like you kind of limited your arsenal when you're in the bullpen a little bit. Now, what's it like, being back in the rotation, using more of those weapons on a more consistent basis?
Yeah, I was definitely limited in the bullpen, because I was expected to get, minimal outs compared to a starter. So going back to having 5 pitches, like I said, I'm sure I'll end up, scratching one of those, two of those maybe when it comes to season. But I feel good and I want to keep working on them right now. But, trying to get the command and the feel and the consistency back of 5 pitches is, it's tough after not doing it for a while. But, like I said, it's all about fastball. If I can repeat that fastball delivery and have a consistent delivery, then it's just wrist positions. I'm manipulating the ball that way, and it's not a whole lot different. So once I get a good groove with that fastball, the other stuff will kind of fall into play.
Thank you.
think you said last time you felt like you had trouble with the fastball, just getting it up there, ramping it up past 92. Did it feel stronger today?
Yeah, I don't really know what the numbers were. I peeked back on a couple. I saw a couple at 90. I saw a couple at 94. So I'm not really sure. I'll be able to tell you more when I look at the gameplay and stuff back. But I felt good. I felt like I was cutting myself off a little bit. You know, my timing and stuff still isn't all that great. But other than that, I felt like the ball was coming out decent. I had a lot of good movement. I definitely got away with some stuff today just because the movement on my pitches is real good. So sinkers bailed me out of a couple situations. But for the most part, I think I'm in a good spot right now with one left.